Ready for something scary?
Okay!
You're in the right spot. The iScary Podcast collects spooky, creepy news stories to discuss and give you chills. Just so you know, hosts discuss topics they've just learned about and have no prior knowledge. Their views are just for your entertainment.
Woo! Okay, hey! Welcome back to another episode of iScary Podcast, and we've pulled back into the hot seat, Darcy Pashek. Welcome back!
Great to be back. I thoroughly enjoyed all our other podcasts, so looking forward to see what you have in store for us today. I'm excited.
Cool, because I've got one that comes from up north as well, up in your neck of the woods.
Well, I said Canada doesn't have these things happen, so I don't know. Let's see. Where do you think? Is this in Canada? Is this happening in Canada?
Yeah, unfortunately, it did happen in Canada. Let me tell you some of the facts. It was a bus ride cross country, and suddenly screams and panic, and the bus is pulling to the side of the road.
Move, go, everybody get off. Oh my God, there's so much blood.
And the passengers are rushing off, and they can see through the windows that one of the passengers has this huge hunting knife, and he is hacking off the head of another passenger.
We can't save him. Block the door. Don't let him out.
Oh my God. Wow.
I'm a little scared. That really scares me.
Okay. So I do know of this one. I mean, obviously being in Canada, this hit some pretty major news. There was lots being said about this, both from a serious nature and there was definitely some things that were said that of a humor nature. Not that there's anything humorous about this, but this is as crazy as it gets. I mean, this compares to the Orlando or the one down south where, you know, the zombie attack. I mean,
yeah.
What is going through somebody's mind that they could actually physically,
I know, just snap? I mean, you snap. Well, he had the hunting knife with him. So how much of that do you just plan or?
And what's a snap? What led up to the snap? Like, nobody heard anything. There was no argument. It was just literally from blood-curdling screams. And, of course, you know, panic probably ensued after that. And who knows what happened. So this is something that, almost a little lost for words to how this even would come about.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Why don't we get the full news story? Take it away, Sydney.
News.
In 2008, Greyhound Canada ran a bunch of national ads featuring the slogan, "There's a reason you've never heard of bus rage," trying to say how safe it is to travel by bus, but that campaign was scrapped on July 30th when a man was beheaded. On a route from Edmonton, Alberta to Winnipeg, Manitoba, a stranger attacked another stranger. It was 8 p.m., just when passengers were zoning out, sleeping when a blood-curdling scream got everyone's attention. There hadn't been an argument, not a single word exchanged, just one passenger listening to music on headphones, when another passenger started hacking away at his head and neck with a hunting knife. The driver stopped the bus, and 36 passengers fled. No one could help the victim. The driver and passengers blocked the door until the Mounties arrived, even after the killer showed off the severed head.
What do you do? What would you do if that happened near you?
Well, in my younger days, I have traveled across Canada on a Greyhound bus. I have been through Winnipeg and I have been through Edmonton
on
a Greyhound bus. So let's just face it. You know, you get on a bus, like you said, where do you go? Two, if the bus is packed, you sit beside wherever there's a seat. So it's, you know, I'm sure, you know, when you get on, I don't remember, but you know, you would look, and if you've seen a seedy character, you might sit somewhere else, but a seat available is a seat available, and you're on there for hours. So I don't know. This one, I think ranks at the top of the bizarre story category for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you were even a passenger on that bus, how you would get over that. I mean, they
scarred for life.
Yeah. I mean, you think like, oh yeah, sure. I could watch a movie about stuff like this, but if you to witness it in person.
I think something like this too. I mean, again, you know, I'm always saying, you know, I'd like to really know what's happening today. You know, where are these people? What is going on? But I think me even to look into this and, you know, a little funny situation when you said, you know, the Mountie showed up. That's such a cliche term where, our, you know, in the red jackets kind of riding on their horses to see what's going on. But think of even a police officer. There's no way, I don't care what experience you have, you're not prepared for that. So, you know, you got everybody fleeing the bus and you're on the side of the road somewhere. Now what, right? Nobody arrives at these sites, you know, instantaneously. So think of all the time, the processing time, the in-between, the, you know, why, the what happened, who, you know, what do we do next? Man.
I did read that one of the Mounties was so traumatized by this, he committed suicide.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it happened. I mean, that's another part of the, of those that serve us that way. The police, what they have to see and deal with is just horrendous. Yeah. I don't know how you shake that off. And, how scarred you have to be as a person to do something like this, yet how many people you scar in doing it.
I think we do have to touch on, I mean, you know, in my opinion, this has got to be linked to drugs. I mean, you know, there's hallucinogens, there's, you know, there's meth, there's things that turn people, you know, I've heard lots of stories of somebody that's on serious enough drugs that, you know, 3 to 4 police officers can't subdue somebody. Cause I mean, you know, we don't want to think about this, but think about what it takes to do that to a human being. How? This isn't something where, you know, somebody sleeps, you know, there has to be conflict. There has to be a fight. There has to be, this is horrific is really what it is. And to even think how that went from the start and then to the point where, because I did hear it was completely decapitated, right? Like it was.
Yeah. So with a hunting knife. So that's not easy. I mean, that's not a simple process. This to me is scary. This to me is like scarier than supernatural stuff. I mean, on a scale of scary, where is this for you?
10. Yes. Yeah. Well, you just mentioned two cities I've been to. I actually live close by to Edmonton. So, you know, I'm the Northern Canadian here. Edmonton is north of, you know, Northern Canada. So I'm in a place where, you know, this isn't some random city that I'll never go to, or, you know, I might have a preconception of, you know, who might live there or the type of people live there. This is, you know, this is pretty close to home. So,
that's not going to happen here. Sure. You can protect yourself a little bit by saying that or thinking that, but yeah, I get you. It's even scarier when it's nearby.
Well, and that's also human perception when they hear these stories. Imagine reading that in the news and you didn't have any context around it. You do dismiss things like this as a potential, you know, something that could happen to you by saying this is where it happened, not here. So, you know, we do it all the time. We validate everything we do by saying, oh, well, that person was stupid. That person was crazy. This is, you know, on drugs. But, you know, when you get the reality of the story and it starts to hit close to home, there's some things that really made you think, I wonder.
Yeah. It's like, I can't write this one off. It's kind
of
horrific.
So what are you thinking of if you're on that bus?
Oh my.
What if you're like, you know, so if you're on the CP side or, you know, the bus driver hits the brakes and opens the door, how many people are you trampling over?
Oh,
to get off that bus to what you would believe safety. Cause I don't think you would know what's going on. I don't think you would have any idea that this was two people having a conflict and, you know, you might think you're next. So,
sure. Well, think about, I mean, I don't know. In my mind, I imagine that it happened that they were at the back of the bus because it said everybody rushed off, you know? So to me, it's like, did they rush by? So the odds are it wasn't at the back of the bus, but I don't know. I mean, if this guy had some sort of plan, he could have definitely sat in the back. And so he just attacked the closest person. So yeah, so then the people could have. But what if it was in the middle of the bus and then you have to rush past it or climb over? I mean, I don't know. The luxury buses I've seen, I'm assuming this is a pretty, you know, this is a long route. So it's those really high seats, right?
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
You can't climb over those. Not
there's
easy.
Typically a bathroom in the back. So I think I think here's our first lesson. If whoever's listening to this, sit in the front seat.
So right behind the driver.
Right. Or if you are at the back, I mean, I don't know
what if you were in the bathroom when this happened? Do you like, you know,
not coming out.
Hide?
Not coming out.
Come out? Not no. coming out. Yeah. I'm like, not I'm there. Well, okay. So then the bus pulls over. You hear everyone get off and you're trapped in the back hiding. They didn't say that happened. I'm just saying these are the choices. Isn't there some emergency exit? I'd be knocking some windows.
Some of the windows. Yeah. Windows open up for sure. But now you're standing outside. I mean, think of the time now between when they actually got to the point where they got off the bus. I mean, that person is still on the bus.
They blocked the door. So the passengers blocked the door so he couldn't get out.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be standing there. I'm pretty sure I'd be down the road. I'm gone. Like,
well,
I'm
somebody definitely blocked the bus door and kept him contained, which I guess that's kind of smart. But once again, he could have broken a window out and gotten out.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Like you said, there's emergency windows that are meant to, you know, pop out. I mean, yeah, I am not. So this is like, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right? You're just thinking somebody's chasing you down the highway. You're next. Or I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah. But, yeah. You don't have to be the fastest. You just got to be faster than somebody. I agree. But I don't, you know, Canada. I mean, I imagine most of these freeways are quite remote. So it's like, you might have some concept that you really can't outrun this, so let's contain it. That might have been, obviously, it was a good decision. It worked. So,
yeah.
I don't know. There's not a lot you can learn from this except, you know, luck of the draw. I mean, that's so random. To die that way is so random. Honestly, I'd be like, why me? That just, you know. What are the odds? I mean, he could have won the lottery or he could have gotten on this stupid bus.
Yeah. Yep.
It's very sad.
I have to say that sits at the top of the scary story list to date. This is hitting the big one.
All right. Wow. I agree with you. I don't know if many would beat this one.
No.
And I'm glad it happened near you and not me. Sorry. I gotta make a joke. It's just too.
We should not be laughing, but
no, I can't. I can't not laugh because it's so freaky. It freaks. I like laugh when I'm scared. I think.
Gotcha. Back then, you know, memes were just a real. I mean, you cannot imagine the memes that came out regarding that. That you know, obviously didn't have a whole lot of taste around it. But boy, oh boy, they it definitely lived
once
on
again,
for quite a while.
Humor, right? It's
sort of
a form of
need to lighten.
Society has to deal with it in some way, even if it's the most horrific things. All right, let's see what else we have.
All right.
Got to be a little less scary. Let's see. This is called Hacking Your Water. And let's set the stage. We're talking a water treatment plant.
My computer's doing it again.
But suddenly, the computer starts doing things on its own.
Okay, that's bad.
But it's a fine line between sanitizing water and making it toxic.
Okay, that bugs me too.
Right.
That bugs me.
We're back to the tech thing. Okay, so now we're back to Orlando and tech things, you know, being able to be hacked into by some random stranger that has some sort of whatever motive. What is his motive, right? What puts somebody, and how do you even know how to do these things, honestly?
I was born this way.
I sort of feel like there's a bunch of people out there with their computers in their little dark room and they're tired of playing their video games. And they now want to hack into something. So they're like, what can we hack in? And they just look over and they see a bill for their water treatment. I'm like, hey, let's try that.
Yeah.
Or they know someone that works remotely on this system. To me, that's the flaw. If you allow someone to remotely be able to get in and mess with your controls, well, that's an open door. How much hacking do you have to do if you can have access to this remote thing? It could have been the boss's teenage son. Who knows?
Correct. Well, I think in the hacker world, and a little, this is getting a little off topic, but in the hacker world, it's like, you know, some sort of professional climber that wants to climb Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. I don't know. From my perspective, I have zero clue why you'd want to do that, but they do it because they can, and it's this, you know, accomplishment, a feat, right? So I think in a hacker's world, you know, what's the ultimate hack? What's the, you know, where do I go with this? And unfortunately, the only ones you hear about are the malicious attacks that, you know, have this great effect on either harm to a person or some security measure, right? But
oh, yeah.
Great point. Let's get the full news story so we can get a few more facts. Sydney, take it away.
News.
Hacking your water from Wired. A hacker poisons a Florida water supply. Early one morning, an employee at the Oldsmar Florida Water Treatment Plant noticed that his mouse cursor was moving strangely on the computer screen. He wasn't immediately concerned. The plant used a remote access software, and his boss often made adjustments monitoring the facility. But then the cursor clicked through the treatment plant's controls and drastically changed the supply levels of sodium hydroxide to a deadly level, a level that would burn human skin. The operator quickly overrode the order and reset the levels. If he hadn't, the water to 15,000 residents would have been poisoned. The hack is being investigated by the FBI.
Man.
Oh my.
I mean, in this instance, nothing happened. So, I mean, thank goodness.
They caught it. Someone was doing their job and paying attention, luckily. Because I imagine, I mean, how thrilling is that job if you're like the night guy just sort of making certain everything's working? Suddenly, a bunch of people could have turned on their water and been burnt by it, you know, so it'd be sort of acid water.
Am I the only one that pictures some guy at a control room like Homer Simpson out the Simpsons pressing all these buttons but actually saved the day because didn't know exactly what he was supposed to be pressing and figured it all out? I don't know. Sorry.
Wow.
You're making me laugh, so I feel better. You're lowering my anxiety.
Okay.
It shouldn't be that easy.
Nothing did happen. I do believe one thing on the whole tech side of things. I mean, people may think that it's getting worse with hacks and stuff, but I do believe that, you know, the more events there are, the tighter the controls get. It's just like police and policy. You know, I mean, we get rules and regulations for every time something goes wrong. So in this particular instance, you know, I got to think that somebody's sitting somewhere going, okay, that can never happen again. Now, whether you believe that.
Oh, sure.
Really?
Well, let's hope someone did something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just assuming it was that remote access software that someone hacked.
Sure.
But it could have been something else.
So let's go back to the person that did it. Why? You know, why would somebody think that, you know, did they know what they were doing? You know, so was it somebody that hacked? Because if somebody's hacking, do they really know what they're doing inside? I mean,
well,
this is
I
all
wouldn't
controls
have.
For,
I mean, I know. Wouldn't have known you. I mean, I know very little about the treatment of water, but I wouldn't know that, oh, you put a little bit more of this, you'll burn people, put a little bit less of this, and they'll get a bunch of microbes that they shouldn't eat or drink.
Could have been some 10-year-old going, hey, I got in. What if I raise this level? Oh, look at that. Oh, look, what if I did this?
That's scarier could be just... that it's someone that just wanted to break in and didn't really care what they did. They're like, oops, my bad.
I know the vulnerability is higher there, but I'm happier that there's no malicious intent in somebody just trying to versus somebody that maybe had a directive to do this to cause harm or death. So I don't know. You look at it both ways. Yeah.
But I would say that both of these stories are very scary on a different level. The next time I think we need some ghost stories.
Yes.
We'll work on that for next time.
Excellent. To the internet we go.
Yes. Well, thanks, Darcy, for joining me for another couple scary stories. We will do it again.
Always a pleasure, Anne. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Darcy, and everybody else. Be safe out there, but please come back to us for more scary stories.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone at iScary Podcast would like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us. And thanks also
to our newscaster, Sydney Story, our announcer, Zach Mercer, plus our Step Into the Story actors, Grinnell Morris, Sydney Story, Zach Mercer, and a couple IA programs, one from Speechalo and the other is Synthesis. Last but not least, we get our sound effects from Zap Splat.
Join us again, if you dare. The iScary podcast is produced by Wyatt Paschik and Ann Kimbrough. Copyright April 2021.